More than 2 million Australian workers are set for a pay rise in a move that split workers and bosses. The Fair Work Commission will lift the minimum wage by 2.5%, but it will also delay the increase for some industries. Stephen Schubert reports from Parliament House.
For Geelong supermarket worker Donna Richards, any lift in the national minimum wage is good news.
It helps me with everyday living expenses. Everything goes up in price except people's wages, well, some people's wages anyway.
For the first time, the annual amount a worker on the minimum wage will earn in a year is more than $40,000. Donna Richards says the increase will help, but it's still hard to live on.
Every week something comes up, and if you've got a basic wage, it's kind of like being in a rut. You're just stuck.
The Australian Council of Trade Unions had been calling for a pay rise of 3.5%, while the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry and the Australian Industry Group suggested 1.1%. The National Farmers Federation and supermarket lobby group Master Grocers Australia argued there should be no increase to the minimum wage. The Morrison government didn't nominate a specific number, but urged a cautious approach which would prioritise keeping workers in a job. While the pandemic has hit the tourism and hospitality industries hard, others, like retail giant Harvey Norman, have posted record-breaking profits. Business groups say the superannuation rate is also scheduled to increase by 0.5% in July, and that, along with the new pay rise, needs to be found somehow.
There comes a point where the cost has to be passed on to the consumer.
Paul Aaron owns the Mary Street Bakery in Perth, which employs 150 people across 6 sites. He says he understands the need for a pay rise for his workers, but the cost of his raw materials and rent has also increased.
We try to wear most of the rises, and we have done for the majority of the time, but at the moment we're finding it harder too.
The decision by the Fair Work Commission won't come into effect straight away for some workers. Much of the retail sector won't receive a pay rise until September, while people in aviation, fitness and tourism will have to wait until November. That's because of the ongoing impact the pandemic has had on business confidence. Independent economist Nikki Hutley says the Australian economy has bounced back from the pandemic much faster than most people expected, and that means there is scope for a modest pay increase.
It's a good and sensible number, perhaps a little bit more than employers might have been asking for and a little bit less than the union movement had been looking for, so a nice compromise in the middle.
The Fair Work Commission says the potential for future COVID outbreaks and the pace of the vaccine rollout are the major risks for the Australian economy.
Stephen Schubert reporting.